You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in MLB.com Extras, Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan, who may very well be talking to us from the gritty streets of Beverly Hills. He could be out on the beaches in L.A. Where do we find you right now, T.R.?
I'm in the parking lot of National Rental Car at that enormous mess they call LAX.
Okay. All right. Well, next time maybe Marty Moose will join you or something like that. But get us caught up here on the Rangers playing outstanding baseball. I was looking back, May 20th, the team was 9.5 games out. They were well under 500. They've gone on a run. They're 2.5 back of the Astros. What's the ceiling on this team? I mean, they've turned it around to this point awfully well. Can they run away with this division?
No, they cannot run away with this division. They're getting good starting pitching, Dave. Their starting pitching has been on a great roll. Yovani Gallardo, Wandy Rodriguez, Nick Martinez, they've all pitched well. Colby Lewis. And, of course, Chichi Gonzalez, huge impact coming up from the minor league so far after three starts. So what's really carried this team right now is good starting pitching. You know, they're playing pretty good defense. Their offense is hanging in there. No, they cannot run away with this division, but they certainly can be contenders the whole year.
What would be their biggest concern when it comes to competing in this division then?
Well, keeping everybody healthy. I mean, they keep falling like flies. I mean, huge loss, Delino to Shields. Not so much the production, but the energy and the excitement he brought at the top of the lineup, and just what a great feel-good story that was. A Rule 5 kid ended up as a regular left fielder, leadoff hitter, playing every day, getting a chance to shine, goes down with a hamstring injury. That's just a really, really tough break. And, you know, Hamilton's out, Beltre's out. You know, they're trying to keep everybody healthy. It's been a struggle. It's always been a struggle for this team, but they keep plugging guys in there. Now they got Joey Gallo out playing left field. I'm not sure how long that's going to last, but, they keep plugging guys in left and right.
Speaking of Gallo, and like you say, who knows? Teams do a pretty good job of making adjustments to young players, but 21 years old, he's played a dozen games, and thus far the results have been very good. What about defensively? How has he looked out there in left?
Well, I think he only had one play in his first game. You know, the big thing about Joey Gallo is he's taken a few walks, and that's really pleased the Rangers. You know, when he first got up here, the strikeouts were there, and they're still there on occasion, but they've hit down a little bit. But he's drawn some walks, and that's been very impressive for the Rangers. Defensively, I think he's going to be shaky in left field. I mean, you can't sugarcoat that. That's a big gamble putting him out there in the outfield. You can't hide him out there, and we'll see how he does. He's doing okay at third base. Starting to get the hang of it a little bit. This is a guy who can slug the ball and hit the ball into the upper deck, but, at some point he's got to be able to find a position. He's got to be able to kind of adjust to the position and get used to the position. And right now this guy's going to be very questionable defensively until he gets time to acclimate himself to whatever position he's going to play for an extended period of time.
You mentioned, though, that he's got to be happy the fact that he's been taking some walks, and maybe not a surprise, but the home runs have certainly been there, four of them in a dozen games. No one's going to expect that pace to continue, but have you seen anybody, or have they made many adjustments to him yet? Has he had to make many adjustments yet at the plate?
Oh, it's going to be a constant game of adjustments. I think they've been trying to throw him off a plate down and away, and I think he's learned to lay off that pitch. I think that's the big pitch he's laid off and gotten the walk. So, I'm sure teams will find different ways to pitch him, and he'll have to adjust, and it's going to be that way for a long time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mitch Moreland seems to be hitting a stride of some kind, huh?
Oh, Mitch has had a great first half. You know, had the little injury where he had to get his elbow fixed, but other than that, he's been doing very well. With Beltre out and with Josh Hamilton out, it was critical that he fill in right behind Prince Fielder in the lineup, and he's done a tremendous job. Really can't say enough about what Mitch has done offensively and defensively. You know, He's had a lot of injuries over the past 4 years. Everybody wondering what he could do for a full season. He's never really had that chance. And, you know, right now he's been great.
Yeah. Yeah, teams don't always get to, you know, time things out or plan them or I guess roll them out according to their exact plans when we talk about players moving up or down. And Rougned Odor, you know, had to spend a little time back in the minor leagues and make some adjustments. He's back up. Recently back up with the team, goes 3-for-3 in his first game back. Were they satisfied with the development and you know, and the growth that they had seen while he was in the minor leagues?
They talked about how good his defense had improved down there, and that was a big thing that the Rangers wanted him to do is work on his defense, work on turning the double play. Offensively, you know, trying not to be so pole happy. When he was up here, he was just trying to yank everything down the right field line. And I think they got him away from that and, using the strike zone better. So I think they've seen sufficient improvement to think that this guy can really help them. I mean, if this guy still has a chance to be an offensive second baseman, a guy who produces significantly with the bat.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the pitching, you mentioned it earlier, Gallardo again with a great outing against the Dodgers and as a group now, so 11 consecutive quality starts. And in terms of Rangers franchise history, is there anything you can compare this to? Have they been able to dig anything up on that?
Well, I mean, they've had some good pitching staffs in the past. I mean, they went to 2 World Series. But I think what they have right now is 5 good starters. I mean, nobody's great. Nobody's overpowering. Nobody's Chris Sale going out there striking 12 batters a night. You know, but they're pitching 6 or 7 innings, 3 runs or less, obviously. You know, Gallardo's pitched very well. I mean, just night after night, they're just pitching good, solid games for them. And it's been a big boost for this team.
Yeah. Well, kind of switching gears a little bit here, TR. We're just a smidge past 1 week since the draft started last Monday. Rangers already signing up a handful of their top picks, their second-round pick, Eric Jenkins, their third-round selection. Both of them have signed for a couple $1 million. And I'm guessing that you fall in line with me on this one, which is the tweaks that they have made to this part of the game, moving that signing deadline up, and the fact that we see guys now drafted and signed within a week, getting out and developing and beginning that road to the big league. To me, it is such a massive improvement over the old system where these things dragged out forever and the negotiations were ponderous and guys lost full seasons of development. This is exciting to see these guys sign so quickly and out there working.
Well, I think the system is put in place where they pretty much had no choice. I mean, this is what they're going to get. They know it. They accept it. And, you know, agents were trying to get as much money as they can because obviously their commissions were bigger. I think now you see guys, here's what you're going to get. Let's go, yes or no. And I think for the most part, players are getting done quickly. And like you said, they're getting out there. You know, one thing is, though, a lot of these kids coming out of high school or colleges, I think they still need that downtime. I don't think you can go out there and play a full season, especially if you're a pitcher. If you're a position player, yeah, you can go out there and get an extra 150 to 200 at bats through the summer. Pitchers, I think you'll get them at the most 4 or 5 starts, 25, 30 innings, and then get them into instructional league.
All right. Well, TR, this team continues to surge, and it looks like you're going to be on quite a little journey here in the next couple of weeks. West Coast, Midwest, Canada, East Coast, back home, thrown in the middle there. You got a lot of traveling to do. We, as always, appreciate the time and look forward to doing it again next week. Who knows where we'll catch you, but we look forward to doing it next week.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right, there he goes. That's T.R. Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.